Thank you very much, Predrag. Here again, it's more for reminding people of what these documents contain, but I will not go through them, obviously, unless there are specific questions on some part of the documentation, but I will just recall what this introduction was. And it was actually originally the first chapter of the so-called E-tier reference model, which now became the E-tier specification. And this chapter is the one through which the informal GE1, the GE1 only, we are now WP30 GE1. So the informal ad hoc expert group on technical and conceptual aspect of the computerization had started its work by looking and analyzing how the tier procedure work when it is paper-based. And so basically this introduction contains an analysis of the functioning, a bit like maybe a bit more technical, it's like has diagrams and stuff like this, but it contains a description on how the tier procedures works on paper. So hopefully we did not make too many mistakes. Over the years, people had a chance to look at this introduction many times. So the version 4.3, as well as any future version or past version, the introduction should, unless it has errors, it's not a chapter that we will change, because it contains, as I said, a description of the functioning of the paper system. This description has served to actually design the future concepts of the electronic procedure, the E-tier procedure. And this is contained in a document that will be discussed like in May, because we had to revise it. Some delegates had pointed out that the concept that we had presented in January were not exactly updated with the terms of Annex 11 or the provisions of Annex 11. And therefore, we have issued a revised version for May. Since this document was not available in the three languages at this stage, this is why it is not on the table of this meeting. But we had no changes to be put to the introduction, so we thought, like, in order to take off one of the agenda items for the session in May, we could already have you hopefully agree on the text of this introduction. And I will maybe just recall the document numbers so that everybody can follow. So it is this, for the purpose of translation, we had to separate this different parts of the introduction into different documents, because we cannot submit documents which are longer than 8,500 words. So the whole document, informal document one, has been translated by parts. And each of these documents is the documents that 2021 from 9 to 13. So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. These five documents contain all the parts of the introduction. And informal document one, which exists in English, French, and Russian, contains the complete introduction of the E-tier specification. I remember at the last meeting, we had some comments at the moment where we discussed the introduction, despite the fact that it was not translated. And there were some remarks with regard, I believe, to the part which contains the background. This chapter of the introduction is there in order to avoid that everyone that reads the E-tier specification has to go through the different reports of all the sessions of GE1 and all the sessions of the WP30 to actually know what has happened over the course of the history of the evolution of this E-tier specification. So this background part is basically an extract that contains the relevant part of all the reports of the GE1, the informal GE1, as well as all the relevant parts of the WP30, which relate to the E-tier specification. So we thought it was important to have it there. Obviously, some of the discussion that are referred there date back from 15 years ago, and they might not be exactly in line with what the specifications are today. But still, they are just a historical part that describe what has happened over the time. And if somebody wants to just follow and have a recall of what has happened over the years, well, they can take this historical part, like this background part, and kind of they will be in a position to actually extract all the to find all the different decisions that have been made in order to reach the current stage of the specifications. So over the years, in the future versions of the ETL specification, we'll certainly be adding future decision, both by the G1, the WP30 G1, so this group, when they take decisions, but also when the TIB will be formed and they will take decision in order to change the specification, we'll be adding parts describing all the decisions that have been made. And obviously, if AC2 takes decision, they will be reflected as well. So this was just like maybe to mention that some parts of this introduction might not reflect exactly what the specification are today, but it's just a historical description of what has happened. So I think with this, I would leave the introduction to that, and maybe give the floor to the participants to know if they have any comments or if they would like to see something else reflected in this document, or if the group can agree to it and we can consider that part like as it's not endorsed or anything, but that the group can agree with that part so that we can move on. And in May, at least focus on the other part, which are mainly the concepts, which is a very important document as it describes like how the system should work, but from a very high level perspective. Then going into the functional specification that describe from, let's say, from the point of view of somebody which is very, let's say, a customs officer that should understand like how the procedure has to work, up to the technical specification that deal more with the IT aspects. And we will now have this also on the table for the month of May. We hope to have it almost everything ready by that time. Hopefully most of them will be translated. So we're very hopeful we can make progress in May on the core of version 4.3 of the specification. But now, can you agree with the content of the introduction document as submitted for this session? So thank you very much. I hope I didn't take too much of your time. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank